Spring has sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards.
Save big money at Menards.
The Bird Show.
So you guys, it happened to me this weekend, and it made me think of something that we have talked about in our post-show meeting now for weeks. And I had forgotten about it. So this weekend, we took our kids. We have a 7-year-old and a 2-year-old up to Bryson City, North Carolina to ride the Polar Express. There is a train up there that is very much like the book and very much like the movie where you bring your kids up here. And it's a big old train. I mean, it's a full-on railroad train, man. And it looks like it has like 20 different cars on it. Right?
That's awesome.
And it is decorated just like the Polar Express, right? And you go up there, and they encourage all the kids to dress in their pajamas like they do in the movie and the book also. So you pull up to, like, the their station, and there are all these, like, little kids, man, like from 2 to 8 years old.
All in their jammies.
All in their jammies, and some of their parents get into it also, and they dress in their jammies also.
How holiday-esque Stacy is.
Uh-huh.
What were you wearing?
I refused to put PJs on, but it was requested. Stacy didn't wear hers either, but a lot of parents were.
It's cute.
So we get into the Polar Express, and we spent the night up there, but we get into the Polar Express, and you just start naturally talking to some of the people around you, right? And, you know, the first question is, where are you from? And I asked the couple right next to us, and they said they were from Kentucky, and they drove in just for the night, just to be on this Polar Express. Then they asked me, where am I from? And I said, Atlanta, and they said the words, Hotlanta, huh?
No.
Oh!
No,
and I forgot. I didn't tell them, but it was a perfect opportunity to start our campaign against Hotlanta.
We have to have the death of Hotlanta because there's the death of auto-tune, and we've got to have the death of Hotlanta because it's not a cool word anymore, but people outside of our city still use it all the time.
I forgot how much of a pet peeve it was for me. It just gets under my skin when I hear that word, Hotlanta.
And why it's hot because I'm okay with ATL.
Yeah.
The A seems a little gimmicky to me. Like if people refer to it as the A, but I can tolerate it. But Hotlanta seems cheesy.
So cheesy.
Because it's not hot here. Like if we were.
It is hot here in the summertime.
In the summer. Well, it's hot everywhere in the summertime. I don't live in Hotacutes.
It's not Havana.
Right.
I mean, but it is hot here in the summer. But yeah, it's not hot year round.
It's not going to be hot today. It's going to be 73. So it's, what is today? Warm-lanta with a nice breeze?
The cold-lanta soon.
Yeah. It's chilly-lanta.
It's rainy-lanta.
Is it meant to refer to our city like as it's just a hot place to be? It's smoking hot. It's hot. It's hot-lanta.
I don't know, but it's so stupid.
It doesn't even sound cool coming out of your mouth.
So I get home and I search Hotlanta, right? And
it's
there
so
are 438,000 pages with the word Hotlanta.
Sure.
Oh, God.
Hotlanta. Urban Dictionary has a few different definitions for it. It says it's a common nickname for Atlanta, popularized throughout the United States and abroad for over 2 decades by the marketing efforts of the Atlanta Convention Bureau and various trade and tourist organizations. So this is something we created for ourselves.
Started it here.
I don't know if I believe that.
It would be smart on their part, though, because I think it's a cool trend. It was a cool trending word, and now it's just not a cool trending word.
The other definitions from Urban Dictionary, and I swear these are true, it says, refers to Atlanta, Georgia, possibly the stupidest term used to represent the best city in the world. Nobody from the ATL ever actually uses this term.
See, that's good.
And the third one, the name that idiots who don't even live in Georgia call the city of Atlanta.
Yeah.
Because nobody from here says Hotlanta.
Nobody says it.
So I think we all have to be in agreement on this, that if you're a listener to the show, you never use the term Hotlanta. And I think there's a second tier. You have to correct people.
Yes, you have to correct people that do. Tell them it's the ATL or the A, but not Hotlanta.
Or how about Atlanta?
Yeah, that's true.
Like when they're like, oh, you're from Hotlanta. I go, well, to be honest with you, nobody from there calls it Hotlanta. You can call it Atlanta or if you want to, ATL. But
Atlanta's great, but not Hotlanta.
Yeah.
Samantha.
Yes.
Good morning.
Hot Antha.
Good morning. morning.
What's going on, Hot Antha?
This weekend, I'm visiting Washington, D.C., having a great time, and everywhere I go, everyone's like, oh, my God, you're from Hotlanta. Hotlanta, Hotlanta. I'm like, no. I was like, if only the Burt Show was with me, it is not Hotlanta. Can't stand it.
Can we make
totally
this agreement?
Agree with you guys.
Samantha, the next time somebody says that to you, you politely just correct them and say, I just want to let you know nobody uses that term, and nobody has used it in Atlanta in 20 years.
Yeah, Starbucks even has coffee mugs that say Hotlanta.
No, they don't. Please say no.
See,
the local Starbucks people need to contact their corporate office and be like, you guys are tools for printing that.
But I love you guys, no Hotlanta.
Agreed. Thank you.
We're killing it. It's dying today.
We have a big undertaking. Like, you know, there's a website, Hotlanta.com.
No, dude.
Atlanta's largest nightlife community. It's kind of a cheesy looking site, but it just looks like a directory of stuff. There's a Hotlanta events calendar.
Is there anybody from Atlanta that runs Hotlanta.com?
That may be the first call we have to make is to Hotlanta.com. It's very misleading.
Let's see. Copyright 2009 Advanced Internet Systems. Yeah, we'll have to do some research and find out who owns this because if they're local.
We got to call. We got to make a call today.
Or they're going to have to move to Valdosta.
We need to take this thing national.
Hotdosta? Good morning, Emily. Hi.
Hi, I was going to completely agree with y'all. I'm from Mississippi, and every time I go home to visit my family, to my hometown, everybody's like, oh, you going back to Hotlanta? And I'm like, oh, my gosh, we don't call it that. It drives me insane, and I completely agree. I can't stand it. Some people still call it ATL, but the Hotlanta thing is so cheesy. And dumb.
It's
and
nails on a chalkboard after a while. Hotlanta is nails on a chalkboard.
I agree. I completely agree. Thank you for doing the campaign. Thank you.
We need to take this thing national because locally we all know not to use it. But we need to get like these states involved, like Mississippi.
That's what she's saying is when she goes home, that's where it starts. This grassroots doesn't start in Atlanta because we don't refer to ourselves as that. It's when you go home and they refer to you, or you're in an airport and someone says, oh, you're from Hotlanta. You have to politely, because you're still representing the city, you politely correct them and say, nobody calls it Hotlanta.
How expensive would it be, do you think, to buy a Delta Airlines tagline for like 1 year? It's not Hotlanta.
Jen, we can't even get coffee filters.
I'm just wondering, because that would help, because Delta goes everywhere. They would spread the word.
Mm-hmm. They need to have a plane. The Hotlanta plane.
It's not Lanta. There's a Allman Brothers song called Hotlanta.
Yes.
It's an instrumental one. It's only on one record, so I don't think we have to stop playing it.
Aren't they all dead?
I don't think we have to stop. Oh, my God, no.
Don't say that.
Aren't they?
No.
Most of them are.
Well, I don't know. I think at this point it's probably cousins and brothers and
her cousins. Yeah.
Hey, Catherine, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
How's it going?
It's great here in Hotlanta, isn't it?
Oh, stop.
Hotlanta. I love it. I was actually in Chattanooga this weekend talking with a friend of mine about this whole Hotlanta phenomenon. He informed me, and we looked it up, that the nickname for Atlanta is the Phoenix City.
That's going to be confusing.
No,
and
it's not.
When I looked it up, it was saying the history of it is that there's a Phoenix symbol on the state flag and the state seal, and
I'm officially, you know what? I'm officially declaring that stupid.
But it's like rising from the ashes because we were burned.
Yeah,
yes, I see.
Sherman burned Atlanta to the ground and the Phoenix City because it came back.
Well, good. Then Phoenix can call themselves Hotlanta then.
Or we just need to change our flag.
Here's another problem, and this one's going down. And this one, just wrapped up yesterday at Frog's Cantina.
What?
The Hotlanta Softball League.
Come on.
No.
Come on.
Yeah, it's...
Not hot softball league.
It's on Google here. It's Atlanta Gay Softball. It's a gay and lesbian softball league, and they had their final game of the season, and then they had a party, it looks like, at Frogs.
It's disappointing. The gay community has better taste than that.
They're way cooler.
They're usually
on like the front edge of coolness.
What if they are so cool that they've come completely back around?
No,
it hasn't died out yet to be cool.
It has to die first.
Hey, Vanessa, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hi, guys.
You have to help us spread the word and kill Hotlanta.
Oh, yes, but celebrities use it.
No.
If you go to concerts, like last year I went to the No Doubt reunion tour.
Yeah.
I kind of excused Gwen Stefani. She hadn't been around in a while. She didn't know. But I went to the Green Day show last year and the New Kids on the Block, and Donnie Wahlberg used it.
No.
We'll fix that.
We'll talk
this week.
We got the direct line. Yeah, yes. We got the direct line of Donnie Wahlberg. Tracy's got his number, so we'll have to school
him. He's going to be in here at the end of the week, right?
You know what we can do also?
Nice. That's where it starts. Wendy, can you remember that we got to bring that up?
Definitely will.
We can also bring it up when we talk to Janet Jackson, because she has, I don't know what the status of her relationship is, but she will always have Atlanta ties because she was with Jermaine Dupri for so long.
She'll be on the show tomorrow.
So we could correct her. I'm seeing a pattern here, though, with Frog's Cantina. They have a party next Saturday from 1 to 5. The Hotlanta soccer beer bust.
Can't do that. Now, we can excuse it at this point because we haven't started the campaign, but from this day forward,
No more.
And I think we have to endorse, we have to get Janet. She has to be sort of the pioneer among celebrities that someone from Access Hollywood says, "How was Hotlanta?" Janet has to say, "We don't really call it Hotlanta anymore." Because if she does it, then it becomes cool.
Yeah.
Good morning, Ron. You're on Q100.
One quick comment. ATL and the A suck also. I got to be honest. They're all marketing pitches. Let's stop trying to be all cool and hip-hop. It's like Cape Cod. Cape Cod is Cape Cod. It's not the Cape. Let's just stick with Atlanta.
I think we gotta sort of crawl before we can walk.
Well, we need one nickname. I think ATL's okay.
Yeah. And Cape Cod was the Cape when I was growing up.
It was?
Mm-hmm.
Good morning, Tracy. You're on Q100.
Hey, Bert, I got one. Hotlanta Volleyball Association. It is a gay volleyball association. It's national. There's a National Volleyball Association, and HVA is a part of that. And it is completely, almost 100%, nothing but gay volleyball.
Okay, so we're starting to sense a pattern here. So we need the gay community at this point to...
That's what we've got to do. I have a bunch of friends that play volleyball with this association.
They need to renounce their name.
Mm-hmm.
That's what we need, is a big name-changing ceremony for them.
And give it something entirely different. But no more Hotlanta. No more Hotlanta.
Just find a whole website of I Love Hotlanta
t-shirts. No. Merchandising.
Look, we knew this was going to be a big fight. It wasn't going to be won in one day.
No, we must kill it. We must kill it together.
You have to win the war in your neighborhoods before you can win it nationally,
That's
people.
Right.
So it starts in your own neighborhoods.
This is
no
the battle.
More Hotlanta. That's where the battle starts.
Get it? The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. That's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
Spring is sprung, and big savings are in full bloom at Menards. Visit Menards Garden Center for everything you need to get your garden growing. Choose from hundreds of beautiful, colorful flowers, lush trees and shrubs, and everything in between. Menards Garden Center is back in bloom. Stop in today to get your garden on. Check out fresh deals happening now at Menards. Save big money at
Menards. You're on The Bert Show.
Producer Joanna here.
I just came to the realization that I'm definitely the more intelligent one of my relationship when it comes to common sense, because he accidentally forwarded me an email disclosing when he's going to be proposing to me.
Mm. And he sent it to you?
Yes. Well, it was actually a forwarded email, and he didn't realize that his original email is attached to the bottom.
Oh, you're kidding.
No.
So why was he forwarding any email to you at all?
Well, he has a friend that is currently in Iraq, and his daughter, before he left, they found out she had a tumor. And it was a mutual friend of ours, and he was writing him, telling him that she's doing well, and he wanted me to read it just to let me know that she's doing okay. And he didn't realize that his email, original email, is attached to the forwarded one.
And what did the original email say?
The original email, well, I only read the first line, and I want to be clear that it took me everything I had to delete it, because I didn't want to read anymore. I don't want to know how it's going to happen or when it's going to happen. I just
but
wanted
to
know.
But you did want to know until it was handed to you.
No, I've just always wanted to know that it was going to happen. Because, yeah, we've talked about I want to get married, but in a guy's mind, that might be a year to 2 years from now. In my mind, it's sooner than that.
Like 3 weeks ago.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Like 6 months ago. And I just want to make sure we're on the same path.
But hasn't he told you that?
He's never told. We've always said, oh, yeah, we'll get married one day. But in
it's always a someday type
of
thing.
Yeah, someday thing.
It's kind of open-ended. Like, we're going to be with each other for the rest of our lives, but you've never really talked about, he's never proposed.
Right, and you can't say, well, when? Because then you're just being pushy, right? So,
but you have admitted to going through his phone.
Yeah, because I just wanted to find out when without him knowing that I was trying to find out when.
But now that you know when, you're upset.
Yeah, I'm so upset.
So you know, my God.
But this is exactly what you wanted. Like yeah. Jeff just said, you were going through his phone looking for info.
I needed to know a timeline, not like an exact date. I didn't want to know
so
the exact date.
So that's what you read as an exact date?
Yes, I found out that
what
did you want me to tell you when?
What did the email say?
It said, I'm looking for early January. And now,
and now are you bummed? Now
yes.
You're bummed.
And I instant messaged him and I was like, okay, so I have to be the pretty one and the smart one in this relationship because you just emailed me and told me when you're going to do it. I said, please change it.
He's going to have to change it now.
Yeah.
Unless this is the off the scent email.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking. I was thinking he sent it to you on purpose.
I don't
to throw you off because then he's going to do it later on in January,
true.
Or if not before.
Or before.
The beginning. I think before.
You just talked to us last week. We spent 15, 20 minutes talking about this very thing, about you wanting to know when it was going to happen, you mm-hmm. snooping through his phone. So he obviously heard that, mm-hmm. and maybe this is his way of just getting you off track.
I mean, I know what I said, but what I meant was I want to know a time frame, not the exact
early
date.
January seems like a time frame.
Well, I mean, that's to me, I'd rather have known, okay, well, maybe in 4 to 6 months it's going to happen.
What is early January? Is it your birthday, his birthday?
No, nobody's birthday. New Year's. Oh, you want to start the new year with me forever.
So you think New Year's Eve maybe? But this is what it does. It jacks with you now for the first 2 weeks of January. Every time he calls, you're going to think this is it. Every time he sets up a spontaneous dinner, you're going to think
weekend.
This is it.
Yeah.
A weekend away, you're going to think it's it, and it's going to drive you nuts.
I know. So I'm so mad that this happened.
Did he say he's going to
exactly
change it?
Exactly what you wanted, though.
Yes. No, it's not exactly.
It is exactly what you asked for last week.
Did when you told him about finding it, did he say he was going to change his plan?
No, he wrote me back immediately. Said, "Are you kidding? Did you really read it?" And I said, "I deleted it, but I know what the time. You know that it's going to happen in January." And I don't know what he responded to that.
Why don't you know?
I think he's panicking because I came in here to talk about it.
Well.
I wonder if there are guys that are... See, I think that women would think, no, guys aren't capable of thinking that far in advance. They wouldn't do the whole get me off the scent thing. But I'm wondering if there are guys listening right now that have done that purposely. 404-741-Q100. And maybe your girlfriend's, fiancés, now wives, never knew you were really doing that. But they were getting maybe the same kind of... If you want to call it subtle pressure that you're giving Jason, same kind of pressure that Jason is feeling right now to get engaged. So rather than go ahead and, propose when they really wanted to, what they would do is they would just sort of just push you aside by just doing something enough to get you off the scent of when they were really going to propose.
That'd be smart.
Yeah, that would be smart. I just don't know if he'd be smart enough to do that.
I could see that happening if you can't be surprised.
Somebody needs to.
Someone's hard to surprise.
I got
to
get to him.
That's what I'm trying to do.
Why is
this
driving
man.
You guys crazy? Because Joanna's just being honest about the way all women are.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
When we all want to know, we all are like curious about
but
all
she's,
of that and do a little
but
snooping.
But you know what the problem is?
Your wives both did this. You just don't know about it.
But the problem is she's being rude about it. Like
oh,
the guy,
but
she's taunting. She's almost like,
"What's rude about it?"
She deleted the email.
No, it's like taunting him, right?
Here's the deal: the guy has one thing in the entire relationship that he can do and make it 100% his own. Like the wedding, she's gonna plan. Like the dating, you know, like he'll pick a couple dates, but then once everybody gets comfortable, the women generally dictate if the woman likes dinner dates, then it's dinner dates they go on. You know what I mean? Like
life. Life.
Yeah,
pretty much.
Life. The woman likes to go to the beach for a vacation, generally speaking. Right. You know what I mean? So there's a lot of, I can seriously only think of one thing in a relationship that can be 100% the male.
No consulting.
None.
Nothing.
And the only thing is the engagement. Mm-hmm. Let him have it.
But don't forget, he sent it to me, though. How is this my fault? He's the one who sent
You've read his mail. You've gone through his phone. Like, if he sent the forward to you, I legitimately feel bad for him. But I don't feel bad for you at all because it's what you wanted. You got exactly what you wanted.
And the fact that you came out and you said he's not smart enough to do that.
Yeah.
Smart. He's a very smart guy. I just don't think he thinks that far ahead to think to do something like that.
That's exactly where we want women. Underestimate us.
Oh, come on.
Underestimate
them. It's so easy to do.
Hey, Emily, good morning.
Hey.
Hi.
Hey, I just wanted to say I totally think that he's doing that. And when my husband did the same thing to me, I kept putting pressure, like, want to know what's going on. And it came my birthday the year he proposed, but took me out to dinner, and I was like, oh, this is totally it. He's going to do it. And he pulls out, like, all this dog stuff. Like, he had bought me a dog and was like, oh, this is it. Haven't you wanted a bulldog? And I was like, is this what you got me? He's like, yeah. So, like, the whole night I was so upset, but I had to pretend I was happy. And then, you know, 4 hours later he proposed and just wanted to torture me. And I think that that's what they do. They are calculated and you just don't realize it.
Good for him. Good for him. He is throwing her off. Hey, Steven, good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Hi, the women here don't think that guys are smart enough to pull something like this off.
Oh, are you kidding me? Dude, I just proposed 3.5 weeks ago, and she's still on cloud nine. For the past few months had been, every time we went out to drink, had been mentioning something that was going to happen extra special around May. And, you know, I know in the back of her mind, she always thought, oh my God, he's going to propose in May. He's going to propose in May. But I just pulled it off this past October 24th.
And she was totally shocked.
Oh, unbelievably. I spent about $20,000 on this whole thing. We did it at the Ritz-Carlton Buckhead. It was unbelievable. I flew her family into town, flew my family into town for a surprise party there in one of the rooms, had the presidential suite reserved. It was great.
So she was focused on May, and you hit her here.
Oh, big time, yeah, because every time we went out drinking, she'd be like, oh, when are we going to... I was like, I don't know, babe, but, you know, maybe you have something coming in May.
I don't know, babe.
And so she really thought that it was going to happen in May.
Y'all are easy targets here because you want it so badly that it's very easy for guys to take you off the scent.
I think that call is the exception to the rule.
I don't know. I think Jason calculated that.
Yeah.
I think you're going to be waiting. And I think he's going to do it beforehand because now you're going to wait for that very moment and he's going to do it to surprise you earlier.
Or maybe he'll keep it off like a year.
I hope
or
he does.
Two.
Oh, no.
Hey, totally Kevin, good morning. You're on Q100. Hi.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
You tell us, dude.
Hey, man, I was just listening to y'all. Y'all are cracking me up because I just went through this about a month ago. I just proposed to my girlfriend about 5 weeks ago, and went through the same thing. I had several ideas. I was actually going to do it down in Disney World because that's where we really started dating.
Aww.
And ended up, she went through my phone and found stuff, and then she went through her mom's phone and found stuff and stuff like that. And absolutely, I think he's probably, you know, he's definitely smart enough to think ahead like that because I thought ahead like that. And it's just a matter of, you know, he's anxious to get it done, too. You know, I mean, he wants to be engaged as bad as you do. He just wants everything to be perfect. And I agree with Jeff. This is his only thing he gets to do. So if I had any advice for you, I'd say just to step back and let him enjoy it because you're going to get to enjoy all the rest of the stuff.
All right. Same message every time. Mo, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, good morning, guys. I had to do some serious damage control when I proposed to my wife. We were actually going to go out of town to Mexico on vacation. I actually, she spoke to her sister, and her sister said, oh, well, I think he's probably going to propose around this time. And I was like, darn! So I had to switch it around on her where she had planned a surprise birthday party several months before for me. So I had to spring it on her in my surprise birthday party. So everybody in my family knew. They had coordinated secretly with her to do a surprise surprise birthday party for me, and I actually ended up proposing to her that night.
Oh, that's good.
That's awesome. Nice. How well did you played. Find out about the surprise birthday party?
I actually knew about it because my sister had said, hey, listen, this is the perfect opportunity because she's planning something for you. And I was like, that's awesome. That's great. Let me go ahead and actually get myself, all together and everything. I couldn't. The bad part about it was we were having dinner and everything, and I could not eat anything at all. I was so nervous.
Oh, that's awesome. Sweet.
I'm sitting there, and I'm like, okay, let's go ahead and get through the courses. Let's get to the dessert. All right, now I'm going to go ahead and propose.
This is Chris, like double espionage right there with the sister.
That's good.
Yeah, I know.
That's
really good. Well, it could go two ways now. He can either still wait till January, because I'm thinking it might happen before January, or he could do it before January, because I'm thinking it's going
to
happen in
January.
He
needs to wait until October of 2012 is what he needs to do.
Or he could do it now in the first 2 weeks of January, because now you think he's not going to do it in the first 2 weeks of January.
Yeah. That's what I said.
Now I'm all
saying?
Confused.
Is that what you said?
I think
same
so.
Type thing.
I think.
Hey, good morning, Mark. You're on Q100.
Hey, how's it going? I think women definitely underestimate us. Let me tell you, I flew my wife to New York on Friday. We went shopping. Saturday, we went to a play. We went to dinner. I sat down. I said, hey, honey, I got something to tell you. You're the best girlfriend a guy could ever have. She almost ripped my head off. That following Sunday, we went to Central Park. I rented a rowboat. She didn't know nothing about it. She was just so angry that she didn't even want to hear it. So I said, hey, honey, a little side note is I bought her a charm bracelet, and every now and then I would put charms on it. Well, what I did was one birthday, I gave her a charm that was a little scroll, and she didn't know that it opened up. Well, inside of it was a piece of paper that said, Danielle, will you marry me? She had that scroll for 2 years and didn't even know it. Didn't even open it. Didn't even know it opened. So I said, hey, honey, that scroll opens up. And she opens it up. Mind you, she's still angry from the night before. She opens it up and she reads, Danielle, will you marry me? She looks up and she sees the ring right there.
Wow.
Aww, that's a great
that is
sweet.
Awesome. It really is one of the few times that we get to play women like a cat with catnip.
Yeah.
Because you want it so badly, we get to jack with you for as long as we want.
Listen, it's the Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter ThankYou25 for 25% off. That's promo code ThankYou25 at TakeLean.com.
This is The Bert Show.
All right, we played this for you last week. This is a television station in Cincinnati that was introducing you to free implant, myfreeimplants.com.
21-year-old Kyle Dinger has always dreamed of a bigger bus line.
I'm small one out of my family, to say the least, and they've nicknamed me A-Cup, and I don't want that nickname anymore.
The married mother of two says implants cost about $5,500, but now it won't cost Kyle a dime. Dozens of strangers are footing the bill. She joined MyFreeImplants.com, posting pictures and chatting with donors called benefactors.
I log on quite a few times during the day.
The men pay $1.50 to email the ladies. After that, benefactors can send special donations.
I'll show you my final donation. It was $810 and $332 to put me at my goal.
Cincinnati native Becky Weschler is just weeks away from going under the knife. In 10 months, the married mother of three has raised $6,700.
At first, I was like, why would they want to give me money? But then, like, you really get to know them and talk to them, and it's
become
just
your friend.
They want to just, I guess, help you and make you happy. Mm,
just want to make you happy.
Right.
Philanthropist.
They don't want anything for themselves.
Now, here's a little bit, a clip of the video up on their website.
Hello, everybody. I just wanted to take a moment to document this momentous occasion. I made it to closest to goal list. Yay. I'm so excited. I took off my costume after it got to be like 10:30 and nobody had rang my door for candy. So I took it off and then I kind of took a nap and I woke up and I was just like, oh my God. So there it is.
So, would she go in for the surgery or something like that?
I'm confused.
She sounded like she was on the closest to goal list, meaning one more donation, and boom, she's got him.
This is the owner. Hey, Jay?
Yeah, how you doing?
Is that exactly what that was, that last clip that we played?
Exactly, yeah. She was one spot from the closest to her goal.
How does that work?
Well, we keep track of who's closest to reaching their surgery goal based on the goal that they set up, depending on, you know, what type of implant they're having and how much they need to raise. And the site in general is it's something we call social funding, which is peer-to-peer fundraising or micro fundraising, kind of like micro loans, but people are actually giving you the money.
So the only problem that I really see with the website, because if you can get something for free, why not? Why not?
Sure.
It's the guys that I'm assuming on the website, there's very little that is really, really free. So I'm assuming that dudes that donate money for somebody else's breasts either want to see them, want to come touch them, want to become friends. There's something just kind of creepy about the whole thing.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's breast implants, and it's a sexually charged atmosphere, but it is only online. We go, you know, above and beyond to make sure that you only, you know, keep the communication online. And, I mean, it's not like MySpace or Facebook where you're giving out email addresses or people know which city you live in. None of that information's stored.
But
so it's a completely online community, and we've been doing it for over 4.5 years. And, you know, we haven't had any incidences, and we've raised money for over 500 women, so it's going quite well.
But it says you could send and receive custom videos and photos. So how do you monitor the videos and photos that are being sent?
Well, all monitors, you know, all content is monitored by both our team and on-site facilitators. So I mean, we have community moderators as well as our team monitoring content. So it's the same situation where you have a social network, you have a bunch of user-generated content. You have to take, you know, videos down. You have to take photos down. You have to take blogs down. And, you rely on your internal team and community moderators to inform you of anything that violates your terms of service. So
sounds just like Elf Island.
It's nothing like Elf Island.
What is the motivation for people to donate money to somebody they don't know? Like, what's their motive?
Well, that's the thing. They really do know them. We're talking about, it's almost 2010 people. People have online friends. Mm-hmm. People may have never met a lot of their friends in life. I mean, it's not a situation where just because somebody's on the internet, you don't know them. You're spending time to get to know them. So, I mean, no one's going to just log on and look at someone's photo and go, here's $5,000. There's time spent, you know, chatting, getting to know people, reading, you know, messages. It sounds bizarre, but really these people are getting to know each other, and they do want to help them out. Whether they're getting free pictures out of it, you know, it's really up to the community. You know, it's totally up to the members in terms of what they share or don't share. So it's not something that we require for our service.
This website almost sounds like a whole bunch of dudes that are sitting around a bar and they're drinking, and one of them makes the joke about starting a website like this, and the other ones all laugh about it, but there's one guy that goes home and goes, maybe that wasn't so funny. Maybe I can make some cash on this. How did you come up with this idea?
That's really close to how we came.
Is it really?
Yeah, we were actually out in Las Vegas doing about the same thing, and a cocktail waitress had recently had the surgery. Her friend, who was also working, wanted it, and her friend's boyfriend had paid for her procedure, and she was kind of, I guess, soliciting us for a larger tip that it would go to her potential surgery, and we thought that was kind of funny. And sure enough, my good friend Jason didn't think it was just funny. He thought it was a good idea. And started a site for our friend about 4.5 years ago, and she raised the money in 4 months, and the rest is history.
Wow.
Is there a limit to how much money you can collect?
Well, you need a valid quote from a board-certified surgeon. So, really, we don't see anything more than 12, 13, 14,000. That's the best surgeon with implants, with a lift. I mean, everything. But it's usually, around 5,000 to 7,000.
Wow. I'm trying to think of ways to poke holes in it, but I mean, what is the argument? If you can get something for free, then why not?
I guess if you're willing to chat with somebody and spend some time on it, good for you.
Right. It's not totally free. I mean, you are spending time, but people spend a lot of time chatting to friends on MySpace or Facebook, and they're not earning money while they're doing it.
World of boobcraft.
I mean, seriously, you're basically working for your boobs. You're creating these friendships with the intention of getting money out of the guys that you're talking to and starting conversations with and befriending online.
It just still sounds kind of creepy, though.
It's not, but it's creepy for the people who are participating. It's not something you would do.
No.
Right? Because, you would get your dad to pay for your boobs or something.
Dude, but what? That's even more creepy than the website.
How about I buy my own? Right?
There are some women that just can't afford it, right?
Right.
So then don't get them.
Why not? Why wouldn't you? Yeah. Why would you let that stop you if some complete stranger
creepy.
Is willing?
But why is that
creepy? It's creepy because a complete stranger is going to want you to let him touch him and
that's
send
what he's saying.
Pictures.
He's saying that doesn't happen.
Send videos. I mean, he just said they have to have a whole security team internally to monitor the photos and the videos that are going up online. Guess what they are? They're the women showing the boobs to the guys who bought them.
But we have
that.
We have that on our website.
What?
We have people who review the comments and the content that goes up on our website.
Oh, I thought you said we have boobs on
I know.
Website. I'm like,
yeah.
What?
Videos.
Yeah, I don't know that.
I don't know. Come on. You guys know there's something creepy
it's
about
odd.
It's
odd.
It's weird.
But
it's creepy.
It's weird.
It's odd, but if somebody wants to do it, so be it. I mean, I don't think it's any different than putting up something and collecting money for a charity.
Or how is it any different than these women that go out every weekend looking for sugar daddies? It's the same thing, except this is an online sugar daddy.
It's true.
Guys buying drinks at the bar. I mean, they're trying to get conversation. They're trying to meet people.
They're trying to see some boobs too.
It's no different. But we're being honest about it.
Hey, Miranda. Good morning. You're on Q100.
I was just wondering how long of a process it usually is to raise the money.
It's usually
how long does it normally take them?
Probably about 6 months to go from start to finish.
About 6 months.
Okay.
But we've also seen it in 2 weeks, and it depends how active you are. We've seen people who are inactive who do it over 2 years. So it's based on how much time you're spending, really.
Hey,
How much does it cost them to set up the account to begin with?
There's no fee. It's free.
So where are you getting your cash?
Well, we take a percentage of the donations to run the site.
Okay. Hey, Allie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I was just wondering, how do they verify that the money actually goes to a breast job and just doesn't go to the girl's pocket?
The money is held in escrow, so we make the payment directly to the surgeon.
Goes right to the doctor?
Oh. Correct, right. It never. The women never actually have the money. The donations go to an escrow account, and then it's paid directly based on who they choose their surgeon.
When we started this conversation, Wendy was ready to tee off on you. Now she's like, huh, well, it kind of makes sense.
I mean, it makes sense for those who are willing to do the work. But I mean, it's not something for me.
Right.
But I mean, there's... I mean, if you're willing to talk and chat with these guys and send them some photos, maybe... I mean, good for you.
Would you do it, Wendy?
No, I wouldn't do it.
How come?
Because I think it's a little creepy.
And she already has great boobs. Period.
Well, like,
What's creepy about it, though, that just that it's a total stranger?
Because I don't think you get anything for free. I don't think just talking to somebody is free. Mm-hmm. I think you've got to send something.
And because there is that money exchange, it does make me think that, you know, like, well, I got to get something for my money. But you say you've had no instances at all where the guys have got creepy about it and started stalking or demanding their money back or anything like that?
None to this date. Nope.
Wow. But I think that's something that could happen no matter what. I mean, I think that's as likely on Facebook or Twitter or MySpace or any social network
site.
Right.
Yeah, it happens everywhere, and we, you know, because we do have money exchanging, we have to, you know, go above and beyond and not, if you actually give out contact info, if you give out an email address or you give out an instant messenger address or something that could compromise you or put you at risk, we'll actually suspend the account. So we take it very seriously.
We're just going to take one more call here from somebody that's actually used your site before, and she wants to be on The Voice Disguiser. Good morning, Mary. You are on The Voice Disguiser. Hi.
Hello.
Good morning.
How are y'all doing?
Good. So you've used myfreeimplants.com.
Actually, I heard about it, I think it was Thursday or Friday when y'all were talking about it, and I was like, this sounds cool, and, you know, I've had children, and after I had children, they actually went down smaller than what they were before, and it was kind of upsetting. And I went on the site, and I just started over the weekend, and I'm pretty active with it, and I think it's a good thing. I mean, if someone wants to help you out, why not take it? It's nothing bad. I'm not exchanging anything other than pictures of my face. I don't put any pictures of my body on there besides with clothes on, maybe a full body shot, you know, but it's nothing sexual at all.
Has anybody bid yet or donated?
Yeah, I've actually had 5 people already donate.
Really?
Wow. How much are you up to?
Well, honestly, I haven't completely figured out the website, and I couldn't figure out how to look to see how much I've received already. So I'm still new to it, but it's fun. Actually,
it's on your profile page, but...
Say that one more
time. They're not talking to you in a disrespectful way. You respect them, they respect you, and that's all it is.
And how much did you say you're trying to get?
I'm trying to get 65.
6,500. Mm-hmm. And Jay was telling you it should take you about 6 months to get that, if you're average.
Probably, yeah, 6 to 8 months. I mean, I've been on there. As soon as I get home, it's almost like Facebook. I get home and I'm checking it to see what's going on.
I bet it is. Boom, boom.
It's a great site. I love it. It's awesome.
Cool. All right, Mary, good luck with it.
Thank you very much. Have a good day.
All right, Jay. I think we're all ready to, like, just tee off on you, and I can't really find a whole bunch of debatable issues here.
Well, we're not doing a bad thing. I mean, people want the service and people want to help them. We're just there to provide the site, really.
I think it's fantastic that y'all came up with the idea in Vegas.
It is brilliant.
If you're going to come up with an idea like that, it's going to be in Vegas.
Right.
All right, Jay, appreciate it, man.
All right, thanks for having me.
All right, the website is myfreeimplants.com.
This is The Bert Show.
Everybody's talking about weight loss injections because the results are so dramatic. They work by lowering blood sugar and reducing appetite. So, what if you're looking to lose weight but not interested in painful weekly injections, especially when you hear about some of those intense side effects? That's why doctors created a weight loss supplement called Lean, and the results are remarkable. The studied ingredients in Lean have been shown to lower your blood sugar, burn fat by converting it into energy, and curb your appetite and cravings so you're not as hungry. But listen, Lean is not for the casual dieter with only a few pounds to lose. The doctors at Brickhouse Nutrition created Lean for frustrated dieters with 10 or more pounds to lose. Here is even better news. They're having a huge Memorial Day sale, and Lean is 25% off. Visit TakeLean.com and enter THANKYOU25 for 25% off. It's promo code THANKYOU25 at TakeLean.com.
It's The Bert Show.
All right, Nick Lachey joined The Bert Show on Friday after show here, and he's just like, how do you explain Nick Lachey? He's like, every dude's dude.
Yeah, I think you've described him as like the non-celebrity celebrity because he just doesn't come with that sort of arrogance or attitude. He just seems like the guy that you could sit down and watch some football with and chill out with.
He's a guy's guy.
He is.
Laid back, chill, doesn't get all hyped up into the celebrity world.
So first question we ask him is, I mean, if you go online, it sure seems like Nick Lachey's life is really all about partying. Party in Vegas, party in L.A., party in Cabo, But what is the dude doing as far as work go? Here's Nick Lachey.
Yeah, no, I party pretty much all day, every day.
Okay.
you did not disappoint Bird.
No, I haven't been to Cabo or Vegas, either one, in a long time. But today's obviously doing a bunch of press for this new website, Win It, that I'm a part of, and then later on we got a little birthday party. So
party, see, there it is.
Yeah,
party.
Birthday. It's birthday week, though. You know, my birthday was Monday, Vanessa's was Monday, so this is like birthday week.
That's kind of cool that you guys share the same day.
It is and it isn't, you know, because you kind of want to, you know, you want to be spoiled on your birthday, and then you realize you got to spoil somebody else on your birthday. So it's a double-edged sword.
Do you have to one up each other with gifts?
You know, we kind of. What we do every year, as opposed to getting gifts for each other, is we actually take a birthday trip, usually somewhere warm and all that good stuff. But
Cabo or Vegas?
Yeah, but it's a double birthday. You can write that one off. but this year we're not doing it. So,
you know, and as he is like a dude's dude, we ask him if he picks up hints from Vanessa on what kind of presents that she really wants. Because sometimes women will do that, and it'll go right past you, right?
Well, there's no shortage of present clues that they get dropped throughout the year. So, yeah, if you're not picking up on those, you're just not listening. But that's what I'm saying. In lieu of presents, we just take a trip together, and we, you know, share our birthday together, and that's our, you know, that's kind of our present to each other.
Right on. It's Nick Lachey hanging out with the Burt Show this morning.
You and Vanessa both seem so grounded and so normal, but with such the level of celebrity that both of you have, how do you maintain that?
I guess we try to check each other on that all the time, just, you know, not let us get ahead of ourselves, and, you know, it's, hopefully it's just a reflection of who we are as people. You know, this business is just a business, you know, that's all it is, and if you start to live it as a lifestyle, then I think that's where you get in trouble.
I think we all know in June you guys hit sort of a rocky patch right there. Like, what happened in the time that you guys were broken up that made you realize, okay, I got to get this girl back into my life?
I mean, I think it's perspective, like, you know, like for any other couple. You know, sometimes, you know, absence is what you need. You need to have that perspective that, you know what, this is an important person in my life, and I want to try and make it happen again. So I think we both got to that place where we realized that, you know, we missed each other and wanted to be in each other's lives, and, you know, that's how it goes.
Similar to how you felt about the Burt Show, which is why, after only 3 years, you've joined us again on the phone.
I was actually aching for the Burt Show, which is why I'm here.
Now, really what I heard him sort of say, or I wanted him to say, is that when he started dating, he realized that there wasn't anybody out there better than Vanessa. So I started to try to take him down that path.
No, it wasn't. I mean, I'm not at a place in my life where I'm anxious to go and date 1,000 girls and do all that. I feel like I've kind of been there before, and I'm more of a relationship person anyway. So, you know, it's just a you know, it's growing pains for a relationship, like you know, any other couple goes through. You realize what's important to you, and then you make it happen. So it wasn't about that at all. It wasn't about dating.
Is there marriage in the future anytime soon?
I'm sure at some point there will be. Yeah, you know, I mean, I definitely want to be married again. I want to have a family and kids and all that stuff. So, in the right timing, there will be all that good stuff.
On the scale of eagerness to get married, who is more eager, you or Vanessa?
Oh, I'd say it's a dead heat, Bert.
Oh, dude, you're not giving me anything. You're giving me nothing. So there's this rumor now that Jessica Simpson has contacted him for professional reasons.
She's got that show, right?
Reality TV show, and she really needs her next project to do well. So there's this rumor circulating around that she contacted Nick, because if Nick and Jessica are on the same show together, people are going to watch that.
Huge.
And I have to tell you, if you had asked me a similar question, my response would have been as deadpan as his.
I hadn't heard that rumor, and yeah, no, there's no truth in that at all.
There's been no connection, no call, no nothing, huh?
No.
Okay.
Nope.
You're good at this now, Nick. You're really good at just not giving us anything now.
Doesn't sound like there's much to give
there's
in that
really
situation.
Not. You make up something.
Well, I thought we were talking about winit.com. I thought that's why I was calling.
Well, let's talk about it. Yeah, what is this thing?
Have you guys been on the site yet?
I went a little bit yesterday and checked it out, but I didn't. I mean, it was just for a couple of seconds, and I didn't understand the low bid wins on something like this.
Yeah, it's as opposed to like a traditional auction site, like eBay. On this particular site, it's the lowest unique bid that wins. So you have to, you know, you basically, it's the whole reverse mentality. It's $1 per bid, and then at the end of the auction period,
whoever has the lowest unique bid wins. So you get like iPods for, you know, 67 cents and stuff like that. It's crazy deals.
All right. So through all that, he's saying there's been no contact with Jessica whatsoever, is really what he was saying. And then he went on to tell us a little bit about the charity angle on this new website he's working with.
We just kind of wanted to have a philanthropic side to the site when we set it up. So every month we're giving a portion of our proceeds to a different charity. The first month it was Feeding America, and then this month it's the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation. So this is National Diabetes Month, and actually the 14th is National Diabetes Day. And so what we're trying to do is raise awareness for juvenile diabetes and also you know, give some money back at the end of the month.
I would imagine you get approached with projects and entrepreneurial ventures and charities and music and television and reality television probably about 50 times a day. How do you select the ones that you're going to give more than 1 minute of your consideration to?
Well, in terms of the site, you know, the concept of the site was something I'd never really heard of before, and I thought it was really, you know, unique and could be something neat to get behind. And as far as what charities we go, Feeding America is something I've been involved with for about 3 years. I sit on their entertainment council, and the Juvenile Diabetes Research Foundation is, I mean, juvenile diabetes has really touched my life in a lot of ways. My uncle has lived his whole life with diabetes. My cousin, the same thing. One of my dear friends and co-founders of the site has juvenile diabetes. So, I mean, there's a lot of people out there who, you know, have to contend with it every day, and it just seemed like a really relevant cause to get behind this month.
So what I didn't realize until we started interviewing Nick was that he did an episode of Are You Smarter Than a Fifth Grader?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So Melissa asked him about it because it really is a no-win situation. If you're Nick Lachey, it's a no-win situation. If you win, you're supposed to because you're Nick Lachey and you're an adult. And if you lose, you just lost to a fifth grader.
No, it's horribly intimidating. It's the worst thing because these kids know it, and it's all the stuff that you think like you should know and you should, you know, remember after all these years, but you're standing up there and you have no idea. It's a pretty intimidating show to be on.
That show will make you feel stupid.
Oh, yeah, that's a tough one to watch.
It really is. I would never, ever in a million years, that's the one game show I would never go on.
No.
You can't win.
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
And then there is, you know, Nick, are you ever going to hit the studio again? I mean, because at this point, let's be honest, Nick is probably more known for being in the tabloids and his relationships than he is his music at this point.
At this point, you're right.
So is he planning on hitting the studio anytime soon?
Yeah, no, my album's pretty much done. It's supposed to come out the beginning of next year. So I'm just in negotiations with Jive Records, as they say, to figure out the marketing plan for the album. But the album's done. I feel great about it and excited to get it out there.
Cool, man. When it comes out, come by Atlanta and you can ache in studio with us, and we'd love to tell people about it, okay?
I would love to.
All right, Nick, and good luck with winit.com, too.
Thanks, guys. Appreciate it.
Thanks, man. See you next time you're in Atlanta.
You got it. Take care.
Bye-bye. So that's Nick Lachey on the show. He really is just a dude's dude.
He's awesome.
Just
it's
a dude's
really
dude.
Cool.
Here, Bird Show.